With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump is recalling more than two dozen career ambassadors and other diplomats. Chiefs of mission in at least 29 nations have been informed their tenures would end in January. Two State Department officials, though, say those affected by the shakeup are not necessarily losing their foreign service jobs, but will be returning to Washington for other assignments. The president is putting Islamic State terrorists on notice.
The president has announced what he's calling a very serious retaliation campaign against ISIS strongholds in Syria. Writing on his social media platform, he warned terrorists who attack Americans that you will be hit harder than you have ever been hit before. His comments came as the Pentagon launched dozens of military strikes against the Islamic State following last weekend's ambush killings of three Americans in Syria. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Investigation continues into that plane crash in North Carolina last week that killed a former NASCAR driver and six others, including three members of his family. NTSB's Michael Graham.
The NTSB is aware of one brief text from a passenger on board the aircraft to a family member that read, and I quote, "Emergency landing." Again, that's emergency landing. We are not aware of any other communications from passengers on board the aircraft to those on the ground.
A paraplegic engineer has become the first wheelchair user in space, blasting off with Blue Origin. Severely injured in a mountain bike accident 7 years ago, Michaela Benthouse rocketed away from West Texas Saturday with Jeff Bezos' company. The German woman shared the 10-minute flight with five others, including several executives who were on board. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington has some Christmas facts.
According to Lifeway Research, 91% of Americans say they will be celebrating on December 25th, although it's not clear that all of them understand what it is they are celebrating. Lifeway reports 72% of poll respondents believe that Christmas commemorates an actual historical event, but less than 1 in 4 say they could retell the Christmas story from memory. The YouVersion Bible app says a lot of people are reading the Christmas story this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A European Parliament holding a session during which it discussed growing anti-Christian violence and bigotry in South Asia, especially India. The Alliance Defending Freedom International says Christians in Indiana are punished not for wrongdoing, but for simply praying and helping other neighbors. Even the Supreme Court of Indiana recently noted how anti-conversion laws are misused to wrongly prosecute Christians. This is SRN News. Long-awaited federal recognition has come to a Native tribe in North Carolina.
A celebration in North Carolina as the Lumbee tribe has won federal recognition. Congress had considered the issue for more than 30 years, but the effort gained momentum after President Donald Trump endorsed the tribe on the campaign trail last year. John Oxendine says it's been a long time coming.
All my life I've felt the sorrows and hurt from not being fully federally recognized.
Recognition means the Lumbee tribe will have access to new streams of federal money and grants, as well as to resources such as the Indian Health Service. Recognition was attached to the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, which passed in the Senate on Wednesday.
A new study just out on teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana. Officials say it remains at record lows. More details at srnnews.com.